This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the ruling coalition parties concludes. No concrete decision taken on government expansion. Tharu community celebrating Atwari festival today and emotional tributes paid to lives lost in 9/11 anniversary. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the ruling coalition parties held in Balwatar this morning has ended. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Purna Bahadur Khadka informed that the cabinet expansion, budget replacement bill presented in the parliament, current political developments and other issues were discussed in the meeting. General Secretary Khadka said despite discussions on the government expansion in the meeting, no concrete decision has been taken. The discussion was attended by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Chair Upendra Yadav and Rashtriya Janamorcha Vice Chairman Durga Paudel. Tharu community is celebrating Atwari festival today, with a majority of the population living in Banke, Bardia, Kailali, Kanchanpur and Dang districts. The community celebrates it as a big festival after Maghi. The festival, which has religious and cultural significance, starts today and ends tomorrow. According to Tharu culture expert Ashok Tharu, they eat dor or various delicacies on the first night of the festival, including rice and fish. On the second day, most men and women who wish to do so observe fasting. The festival, which is traditionally celebrated on Sundays or Aitabar in English, is called Atwari. The local levels in Dang district have announced a public holiday on the occasion of the festival today. Lok Bahadur Karki, accused in Sankhua Sabha massacre, has been made public by the police today. 26-year-old Karki was arrested by police on Saturday, was made public at a press conference today. According to police, Lok Bahadur brutally killed six members of a family, including Tez Bahadur Karki of Madi Rural Municipality 1, Khola Village of Sankhua Sabha District. According to police, Lok Bahadur has confessed the crime, the murder. A police source said that only one person was involved in the murder. Lok Bahadur has admitted that he killed other members of his family after Tez Bahadur's murder. Schools in Budanilkantha municipality in Kathmandu district have started classes with physical presence in classrooms. The schools agreed to resume classes in person following the decision of the local government. The municipality has appealed to all stakeholders concerned to follow all recommended health protocols against COVID-19 infection. Similarly, the Hanuman Nagar Kankalini municipality in Saptari district had decided to reopen schools with physical presence of the students. The schools in Hanuman Nagar and Varda area will reopen after the Saptari District Administration Office handed over the responsibility of running the schools to the local levels. The schools, which has been closed for a long time due to COVID-19, will see teaching and learning activities resume from today. The problem of viral fever has been on the rise in Sudhir Pashim province in recent days amidst the risk of coronavirus infection. According to health workers, the number of patients suffering from high fever, loss of appetite and cold has started increasing. Mohan Pandey of Dhangadi sub-metropolis said that the problem of viral fever, which has started appearing amidst fear of coronavirus infection, has further aggravated the problem. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Relatives of people who died on 9/11 have read out victims' names as the U.S. marks 20 years since the deadliest terror attacks on its soil. A minute's silence was held at the exact time each hijacked plane crashed. George W. Bush, who was the president at the time, gave a speech in Pennsylvania where one of the planes crashed into fields after passengers overpowered the hijackers. The leader and founder of Peru's Shining Path rebel group, Avimal Guzman, has died at the age of 86. A former philosophy professor, he had been serving a life sentence for terrorism and treason since 1992. In July, he suffered health problems and was transferred from a maximum security prison to a hospital. Almost 70,000 people died or disappeared in more than a decade of conflict between Maoist guerrilla group and the Peruvian state. Investigators say pilot error and failure to follow safety guidelines probably led to the crash of an Air India Express plane in August last year. The passenger plane with 190 people on board crashed at the Calicut Airport in southern state of Kerala, killing 21 people. The Boeing 737, which had flown from Dubai, skidded off the runway in rain and broke in two after landing. The flight was repatriating Indians stranded by coronavirus crisis. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Meeting of the ruling coalition parties concludes. No concrete decision taken on government expansion. Tharu community celebrating Atwadi festival today and emotional tributes paid to lives lost in 9/11 anniversary. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.